at 686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And things are really beginning to change, folks. Daylight savings time, 2 weeks away. Man, it's going to be nice. It'll be a little darker in the morning, but boy, the end of the day, you'll have that extra hour, and that way you can spend a little bit of time to clean up the yard and to get ready for the official arrival of spring. And that's when Mother Nature decides to let us work in the yard all day and all afternoon long. And then, daylight savings time is the 14th, and then on the 20th is the arrival of spring. So things are beginning to change in our favor. We've had a rough week all over the Northeast. Luckily for New England, the storm was a little further inland. New York State got pounded with snow. And New England had unbelievable water. Along the coast of New England, a lot of tree damage. So that if you had some problems with trees being pulled out of the ground or broken branches or trees that came down, hopefully, on your lawn rather than on your house, feel free to give us a call. The number is 800-259-9231. And hopefully everybody has power. I know the state of Maine had a little over 6 inches of rain. And along the coast, wind gusts up to 60-plus miles an hour. So my sister-in-law, who lives in Kennebunkport, has half a dozen trees come down on her driveway and across the road blocking it. And they were out of power for a couple of days. So it's been a rough week for all of you. So the main thing that you want to do if you do have trees with broken branches is I don't want you to leave little spurs. So if a branch broke out, you need to take your saw and you need to cut where the branch is still partially intact as close to the trunk of the tree as possible. If the tree has peeled and ripped some of the bark out, what you're going to need to do is this. The old-fashioned way of repairing trees was to get tree paint, which is an asphalt-based type product. And they have found that this asphalt-based product tends to actually slow down the healing of where it's been applied. And all of the arborists, when they do tree work, no longer use this tree paint. What they want you to use is just a regular latex-based paint. As the bark will regrow and cover these damaged areas, it's able to lift the latex paint and push it away. if it's an asphalt base, it's not able to. And sometimes it grows over it, and now you have oil underneath the new bark, and that can create problems. So what they want you to do is this. Take a good sharp knife. You can use a box cutter. I found that that's a really good way to clean the edges rather than to try and take a knife that you would have to cut meat or something like that in your home. Use a box cutter. It's got a thin blade, very, very sharp. And what they want you to do is anything that's loose, any part of the bark where a branch ripped off the plant, so put a nice, clean, sharp edge and remove any of the loose bark and to try and remove as much of the jagged fibers that are there. Once you've cleaned it and you put a nice sharp edge, make sure that the bottom of the area where it was ripped comes down to somewhat of a point. And that reason is when it rains, you don't want the moisture, or when it snows, to build up in there and sit there like a little puddle. If you get a puddle of water that builds up where the bark has been pulled off by the storm, the water will accumulate there and it will begin to rot the wood. So you want to try and cut a little groove like a drainage ditch, pulling the moisture away from your property. You want this little groove that you're going to put in the torn area to pull the moisture out so that it doesn't set. Now, what the arborists are recommending, if you have a really big tear, clean it all up. Like I said, anything that's loose, try and remove it, put a nice clean edge on it, and then latex paint. So if you have any house paint, you can put that on it, but don't use the black asphalt paint. And you can buy little cans or aerosol of latex that you can spray on it. What's going to happen is as spring gets here, as the leaves begin to redevelop on the branches that were not affected, right where you made that nice, clean, sharp edge, and that's why I want you to do this. If the bark is attached to the wood, they have a nice, clean area where everything is connected, it will begin to grow brand new bark, and that bark will look like it's rolling, like a frame on a picture. It's going to roll towards the center. And within the matter of a few years, that damaged area will have been repaired. Just like when you cut yourself. You put a Band-Aid on it, and in time, your body will make the cut adhere, fill in, and before long, you don't even know that you have a cut there anymore. The tree has the ability to do this. Now, if you have a lot of damage, as soon as the frost is out of the ground where you live, if you have frost, or as soon as you see that you're able to get onto the ground with 6 inches of rain, I'd stay off the lawn for a while. But once we get into mid to late March, what I would suggest that you do is to get some fertilizer and feed these trees so that the tree has more energy to repair the damage. So clean up these ripped or torn areas on the trunk of the tree. If a branch broke and it's leaving a stub, take a saw and try and cut off the remaining part of the branch as close to the trunk of the tree as possible. And that way it's able to create this roll of bark that will cover it. If you leave a little burr, 3 inches, 6 inches, 2 feet remaining on the tree, that piece has no buds on it. It's going to rot, and it's going to allow insects and diseases to get into the main trunk. So if you can spend a little bit of time and clean it up, that would make a big, big difference. Okay? Now, if we can help you, if you have questions, give us a call. 800-259-9231. Now, if you have trees that have split with the wind, they have a crotch in the tree that looks like a V, and part of the tree just bent down to the ground. What I want you to try, it's not always going to work, but there's going to be a very, very good chance, if there's still some fibers attached to it, have your kids give you a hand. And what you want to do is you want to lift up the two branches and try and have them match or put them back where they came from as close as possible. What you're going to do is to measure the diameter of the trunk of that tree. And let's say where it ripped at the crotch in that V-shaped area. At the base of that, it measures 3 inches. You need to get a wood screw that's a couple of inches in length. You don't want any longer than 3 inches. It could be 2.5 inches. But what you want to do is have somebody hold it in place. Take your drill and put a screw or two, depending on how long the rip is, from the right side going into the trunk and then go on the back of it and pull a couple of screws going the opposite direction. It's like breaking a leg. They put a pin in the bone to hold it in place. Well, you're going to do the same thing to this branch. And then put some rope to hold the two branches together. The rope will stay there for a year. The screws stay there permanently. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Do you think spring will ever come to Minnesota?
I hope so. I sure hope so. It has warmed up here. It's been in the 30s and enough to start thawing stuff, so I'm seeing a little bit of grass peeking out in my yard. Not much,
hey,
but a little.
Before long, you may even have a robin on your front lawn.
That'd be nice. It'd be uplifting.
He'll probably have a Parker on, but he'll be there before you know it, Jared. Are we ready to do a little bit of gardening?
We're ready here. First up this morning, we have Kathy on the line, who's calling about her rhododendron.
Okay. Kathy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have two old rhododendrons in my yard, and they're probably 35, 40 years old, and they were getting really huge. Last year, I cut them back, way back, and now I'm noticing that they're coming in. They look kind of yellow, and I'm hoping I'm not going to lose them because I cut them back so severely. I don't know if they're anemic or they're stressed or what to do now.
Okay. Now, when you cut it back, did you remove, let's say, half of the plant or more?
No, not half of the plant. I would say maybe a quarter of the plant.
Okay.
A quarter.
Okay. Yeah, you should be okay. The thing that you want to do is you want to pick up a fertilizer called Ironite.
Okay.
Ironite has a very high percentage of iron in it. And what it will do, it will quickly, within a 2-week period, change those yellow leaves to dark, dark green.
Oh, good.
I have seen, I mean, I just blew my mind when I saw this. Many years ago, I was at a home helping people to decide what they were going to plant in their yard. And the husband and I went behind the garage, and they had at one point a rhododendron that, like you, had been there for many, many years. He had to paint the garage. And his wife was gone, and he took the chainsaw to the rhododendron, and he cut it back to like 3 feet with the intention that he would get back there and take his pickup truck and pull it out and plant a new one. Well, he didn't get it done. His wife was going to kill him when she got home and saw what he had done. And I told him, listen, there's little buds on these branches. I says, put some fertilizer on it. Get some Holytone fertilizer, and, you know, put 4 or 5 handfuls around it, and it will come back. And he gave me a really strange look, and his wife said, it better come back.
Oh.
So within a year, it had made probably 15-plus branches, about 6 to 8 inches long. By the end of the second year, that rhododendron, there was nothing but sticks, 3 feet long, and some of the branches were 3 inches in diameter. By the end of the second year, that plant was 5 foot tall, and it looked absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
So you will be okay.
Oh, great.
Now, do you want to bring it down even more?
Yeah, I really would. You're just out of scale with the yard now.
Okay, what you want to do so that it's not as noticeable in the future, do it over a 3-year period.
3 years.
So this year, as soon as you see that the flowering period is over, I want you to take one of every 3 branches in that plant and cut it back to, let's say, 6 foot.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is, by you pruning it, when the flowers start to look dirty, all the energy is in that stem. So if it's 10 foot tall, cut it down to like 6 foot, but count the branches. And let's say you've got 30 to make it easy. Take 10 of the branches here and there, cut them down to 6 foot, throw everything away, and fertilize it. And those 6 foot tall branches will have dormant buds. They're going to sprout new shoots on them, and by the end of the year, you may have 3 to 6 inches of new growth. The second year, a foot of new growth. So you do a third this year, a third the following year, the last third the third year. Now you've brought your plant down, and it looks beautiful.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mike on the line, who's calling about a couple of evergreens that have been blown down.
Okay, Mike, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I live in Truro on the Outer Cape, and I have two, I think they're called Arizona Ice Cedars.
Okay.
Been in their current location for over 3 years. I had moved them to a sheltered area in my backyard because they were blown down on my front yard. I staked them for 2 full years after I transplanted them. And it wasn't wind damage. It was early January, heavy snow knocked them over. And they're at about a 30-degree angle from the ground. And I've been afraid to do anything because the ground has been frozen solid. And I just need some advice if these are savable.
Okay. Did the roots come out of the ground with the storm?
No.
No. So it's just that the plant itself is bent.
It's bent. You know, it's like a good 30 degrees, less than 45 degree angle from the ground somehow.
Okay. Then what you want to do is get a couple of wooden stakes. I mean, a lot of the garden centers will sell staking kits that will have a piece of hose, or three pieces of hose, a roll of wire, and three stakes. But what you're going to need to do is have somebody help you, and you're going to get a rough idea how long the wire should be. You're going to put the wire through the hose, put the hose around the main trunk of the cedar, and then tie the other end of the wire to the wooden stake. And you're going to need somebody to push on that trunk of the tree to get it up straight. And once you've got it up straight, then you're going to hammer two or even three of these stakes with the wire to hold it in position. What's happened is, if it had come out of the ground, you could have just dug a hole and then pulled it back in and cover it. Luckily for you, the roots themselves were not torn, but the between the bark and the hardwood, there's like muscles there, and those fibers have torn, and it's unable to pull itself back. So you need to physically get it back up nice and straight, drive two or three stakes with wire, and make sure the wire is in a hose, and you're going to need to leave it attached like that for another 2 years.
Okay.
So that it's able to replace those fibers that's going to hold it straight. If you don't do it, the next time you get a heavy snow, it's going to rip it even more, and that 30-degree angle is going to be 40 or 50, and then you're going to get one final storm that's going to lay it out flat. So you've got to pull it up, and, you know, if the frost is out of the ground, and I'm sure with all the rain you had on the Cape, between 5 and 7 inches, it's time for you to do that now. That way, yes. Mike?
Yes. I'm here.
Yeah.
Do I have to wait for the ground to thaw? The reason I say yesterday in the rain, I went to see if I could move them at all, and they are so solid that the ground is so still solidly frozen there. Am I going to do more damage if I force them?
Yeah. See, the thing you need to make sure is the ground has to be thawed, and it's going to be a day above freezing. If you try and do it, and let's say it's 25 degrees, the trunk of the tree is going to be 25 degrees and it's going to be frozen. And by you trying to push it and to get it straight up in the air, you know, then you may end up ripping the tissue on the other side of the tree, and now you're going to have nothing that's going to be there to really support it. So for now, just what you could do for now is get a 2x4 or something like that. Put a flat end on the end so that it looks like the letter T.
Okay.
And use that as a brace to kind of lift it up a little bit. So that way, if you do get a snow in March in New England, we can still get some snow, as you well know.
Right.
If you could get a piece of wood, make it like a T, and then try and prop it up a little bit so that if we do get a snow, it's going to rest on that brace and it won't create any more damage.
Okay. Is this tree by nature going to keep falling over? Maybe it was a poor choice in the first place.
If you said this is the second time,
right,
you know, it's not a good sign. I mean,
right,
if it's happened once, you put it to a more sheltered area, we got some snow and it did it again, you know, there's a good chance it's probably going to happen a third time, and this time it could be finalized. So you may want to look at the option and say, you know, this tree has been nothing but problems. I think I'm going to replace it with something else.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck, and let us know how you make out, please. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Roger on the line. He's got a question about some gardening classes.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. I was wondering, what's your personal opinion of these master gardener courses, I guess, that they've got available all over the country?
Well, they do teach you the basic information, and for a lot of people, they need to understand the basics before they come to advanced things. So any time that you can get a free course or a course on gardening, take it. Just to give you an example, I went down to visit my son in Florida, and we're looking in the newspaper, and they were having a local gardening class on how to grow vegetables in Florida. And I thought it would be kind of fun. So I went and sat through the whole lecture, and it was kind of a refreshing part for me because I got an early ideas about gardening. So when I get home, there are some things that I picked up that I liked. There were a few things that I didn't agree with them on, but it gets you motivated, it gets you excited, it teaches you the basics, and sometimes, even for somebody that's been gardening a long time, you tend to forget some of the basic things on adding organic matter to your soil, how important that is. You forget some of the basics as far as maybe spacing, where you have a small garden and you want to get a lot more into that space. So you put them a little bit closer, and in the long run, you end up getting less because there's no air circulation. The plants are not getting as much sunshine. They're competing for water. They're competing for fertilizer. So if you have a chance to go to a gardening class and talk with the people that are there, because they've probably have some of the same problems as you, maybe they've already solved them. So anytime you can get information on gardening and you want to become a better gardener, there's always room to learn. There's always new technology. And that's what I hope I'm doing for you. I'm giving you the updated on the new chemicals, the new organic products, the new techniques of gardening. And that was one of the reasons that we decided to do this email newsletter, because I don't have enough time when I'm on the radio to tell you about everything. So when you sign up for the email newsletter, it's free. It comes to you every single Thursday, and I try and take a tree, a shrub, a perennial, or a house plant, and as the season changes, I'm going to change. I'll be giving you in the weeks to come information on your lawn instead of a house plant. Instead of talking about a shrub, we'll talk about different kinds of vegetables or different kinds of flowers. So it may not pertain to what exactly you want to do now, but it has the basics in it. And that's what I want you. We want to get back down to the basics and take the new innovations of gardening and work them in. You know, we used to use 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 fertilizer. Well, I from what I'm seeing happening in the industry, in 10 years, we probably won't have 10-10-10 and 5-10-5. The new technology is mycorrhiza. It's fungus. It is bacteria. And what these things are active microbes, bacillus, fungi, that's in your soil already. They're in small numbers because of the quality of your soil. By reconditioning your soil by making your own compost or buying compost and adding to it, and by adding mycorrhizae and this new technology, which is really old, you're going to rebuild your soil. You're going to have a better garden, and you won't need to use fertilizers. Your plants will be under less stress. You won't need to use as many disease products. You won't need to use as many chemicals to control insects because your plant will be stronger. So start with the basics, and yes, anytime there's a class available, go to that class. I talk to a lot of garden clubs, and I really have a ball because these ladies and some men that belong to the garden club, they're looking for information, and that's what I try and do. And keep it simple, but go there, talk with the other men, the other women that are there, and maybe they'll have an answer for your questions just like I do here on Sunday morning. But it's free. Go. Even if you have to pay $5 or $10, you may pick up one idea, and that one idea will solve many, many problems in your yard and in your garden. Okay? So take advantage of it and use it. As I said, I took this class in Florida. It was a lot of the same things, but it reminded me to say, maybe I'm not telling people on the radio that they're putting their plants together enough. I'm not telling my listeners that they should condition their soils better. Maybe I'm not telling them that they're the types of products that they're using should be changed. You know, change over from stronger chemicals to more organic products. So knowledge will go a long, long way, no matter where it comes from. But if you're willing to spend the time, again, just one idea will make a big, big difference in your garden. And if we can help you, go to paulparent.com. That's my website. There's a lot of information there. But at the bottom of the front page, sign up for the email newsletter, and every Thursday you will have information sent to you at no charge. You read it, you can delete it, or you can even print it. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Club 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Joyce on the line who's got some questions for you regarding seaweed.
Okay, Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I was down in Plymouth a couple of weeks ago and there's a lot of seaweed on the shore. So
yes.
I thought Paul Parent talks about this. So I want to know when to do it. Do I chop it first with a lawnmower before I put it in the plastic bags? And when do I add the water?
Okay, what you want to do is, if the seaweed on the beach now, grab it now, because if we get a storm, then it could just vanish as easily as it got there. What we used to do is, and I still do it in my garden, whenever there's a storm, I will try and find a place near a seawall. That way I know that the waves have been beating it up against the seawall, and it's normally smaller pieces. When we haven't been able to find it near the seawall, but like on a regular beach, and you will have it there, we will collect it in a black trash bag, lug it home, and if it was in pieces a foot or smaller, then we don't chop it up anymore. If it's in big pieces over a foot, then what I'll do is we'll dump the bag right on top of the garden, And I bought many, many years ago a machete, which is a blade, must be about 18 inches. And I would just chop with that blade into it to break it up into smaller pieces. If you don't have a machete, just take a shovel and just pick up the shovel and jam it into that seaweed to break it up into smaller pieces, and then put it back into the black trash bag and add some water and tie the top of the bag nice and tight. And that black bag is going to absorb the heat, and it's going to help to break down that seaweed. And now we're getting to the point now, tomorrow is the first day of March. So what you're going to be able to do, as soon as the frost comes out of the ground, you won't have to put it in the trash bag. So anything that you collect from now on, don't worry about it. Bring it in the trash bag, bring it home, just set it on top of the garden for now. And then when you get ready to work the garden, what you can do is dump the seaweed on the ground. You can drive over it with your lawnmower, and that will really grind it up. Or you can chop it up at that point and then spread it on top of the ground and turn it in with your pitchfork or with a shovel. And that seaweed will rot real, real quick, just like buying a bale of peat moss at the nursery. So for those of you that live near the coast and you're able to get seaweed, you need to bury it in the ground. That way the microbes that are in the soil will work on it. And in the matter of just a few weeks, that seaweed will break down and it will become organic matter. And it will help to retain moisture. It will give a home for the microbes to go. It will help to hold the fertilizer that you apply to your garden. So any form of organic matter like this is great. Now, if you have a compost maker or a compost pile, seaweed is wonderful. Seaweed is the perfect plant. It has all of the goodness of the ocean. So all of the minerals and all of the vitamins and all of the fertilizers that are in that ocean, which is, the ocean is a perfect living medium. It's seawater is the home for plant life and for fish. It's perfect. So that plant that comes out of that ocean is perfect. It's got everything in it. And if you're able to work that into your soil, it's better than buying a bale of peat. So those of you that live on the coast, you're very, very fortunate that you can go to the beach and pick up the seaweed that Mother Nature broke from the bottom, and you can use it in your garden. Don't worry about the salt water. Don't worry about anything like that. Blend it into your soil, and you will have the best garden that you've ever, ever had. After the storm of this week, the beaches are full. Get down there today if you can and bring it home. That way you have it when you're ready to plant.